So I recently finished reading the collected poems by Markstrand, and I figured I would read some of the poems that I really enjoyed from this collection. Markstrand is probably one of my favorite poets. There's a sort of dark wittiness to him, if that makes any sense. I don't think I'll read all of them because there's quite a few that I flagged, and there's also some that are quite long, so I think I'm just gonna flip through it and then read a few of them. Okay. Keeping things whole. In a field, I am the absence of field. This is always the case. Wherever I am what is missing. When I walk, I part the air, and always the air moves in to fill the spaces where my body's been. We all have reasons for moving. I move to keep things whole. So, this next poem is called Breath. When you see them, tell them I am still here, that I stand on one leg while the other one dreams, that this is the only way. That the lies I tell them are different from the lies I tell myself, that by being both here and beyond, I am becoming a horizon, that as the sun rises and sets, I know my place, that breath is what saves me, that even the four syllables of decline are breath, that if the body is a coffin, it is also a closet of breath. That breath is a mirror clouded by words, that breath is all that survives the cry for help as it enters the stranger's ear and stays long after the word is gone. That breath is the beginning again, that from it all resistance falls away, as meaning falls away from life, or darkness falls from light. That breath is what I give them when I send my love. So there's a poem in here, and it's actually the very first poem I read by Markstrand, and I can't seem to find it, but I'm sure I must have bookmarked it. In Celebration, and it was the first poem I read by Markstrand that made me fall in love with his poetry. It's quite depressing, but I don't know, I feel like this one just gets those feelings of being depressed and cutting off connections from your friends and from the outside world, essentially. Okay. In Celebration. You sit in a chair, touched by nothing, feeling the old self become the older self, imagining only the patience of water, the boredom of stone. You think that silence is the extra page. You think that nothing is good or bad, not even the darkness that fills the house. While you sit, watching it happen, you've seen it before. Your friends move past the window, their faces soiled with regret. You want to wave, but cannot raise your hand. You sit in a chair. You turn to the nightshade, spreading a poisonous net around the house. You taste the honey of absence. It is the same wherever you are, the same if the voice rots before the body, where the body rots before the voice. You know that desire leads only to sorrow, that sorrow leads to achievement, which leads to emptiness. You know that this is different, that this is the celebration, the only celebration, that by giving yourself over to nothing, you shall be healed. You know there's joy in feeling your lungs prepare themselves for an ashen future. So you wait, you stare, and you wait, and the dust settles, and the miraculous hours of childhood wander in darkness. So here is another one of my favorite poems by Mark Strand. It's about missing someone and longing for them, even though you know that they're gone. So, Black Sea. One clear night, while the others slept, I climbed the stairs to the roof of the house, and under a sky strewn with stars, I gazed at the sea, at the spread of it, the rolling crest of it raked by the wind, becoming like bits of lace tossed in the air. I stood in the long whispering night, waiting for something, a sign, the approach of a distant light, and I imagined you coming closer, the dark waves of your hair mingling with the sea, and the dark became desire, and desire the arriving light, the nearness, the momentary warmth of you, as I stood on that lonely height, watching the slow swells of the sea break on the shore, and turn briefly into glass, and disappear. Why did I believe you would come out of nowhere? Why, with all that the world offers, would you come only because I was here? So this next poem is called Exhaustion at Sunset. I don't really know why, but it sort of reminds me, or at least it gives me some Wisława Szymborska vibe. I think she's a Polish poet. But yeah, there's something about this poem that reminds me of her style of poetry. Exhaustion at Sunset. The empty heart comes home from a busy day at the office. And what is the empty heart to do but empty itself of emptiness? Sweeping out the unsweepable takes an effort of mind, the fruitless exertion of faculties already burdened. Poor empty heart, old before its time, how it struggles to do what the mind tells it to do. But the struggle comes to nothing. The empty heart cannot do what the mind commands. It sits in the dark, daydreams, and the emptiness grows. Okay. So this next poem is kind of cheeky, so that's why I like it. It's called The Nietzschean Hourglass, or The Future's Misfortune. Once, as my thought was being drawn through daylight into the bronze corridors of dusk and thence into the promise of dark, I heard out there the strained voice of the hourglass calling for someone to turn it over and show that the future is just an illusion, that what lay ahead was only the past again and again. I was too young for such an idea, so it came back years later as if to prove its own point. So this is actually the last poem in the collection, and the last poem I'll read. It's called When I Turned 100. I wanted to go on an immense journey, to travel night and day into the unknown until, forgetting my old self, I came into possession of a new self, one that I might have missed on my previous travels. But the first step was beyond me. I lay in bed, unable to move, pondering, as one does at my age, the ways of melancholy, how it seeps into the spirit, how it disincarnates the will, how it banishes the senses to the chill of twilight, how even the best and worst intentions wither in its keep. I kept staring at the ceiling, then suddenly felt a blast of cold air, and I was gone.